Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to Kate in South Philadelphia. Kate, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes. Hi, Kate.
I've been listening since 6:30, just waiting for the DMV to open, so thanks for all the good content.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to the DMV today. Also, my daughter's taking her test.
It's exciting.
Oh, hey. Yes. That is really exciting.
That's a moment.
You've been waiting for this one.
We've been waiting for a long time.
That's a moment. Kate, I went last week, and I stood in line for about 30 minutes, and I just bagged it.
What?
It was too long. The real ID thing. I mean, it just.
Well, you have a passport.
Yeah, I don't need it,
I
was in. I just thought I was in the area. Like, let me just try to knock it out.
That sounds horrible.
That seems not a fun.
Because get your new license, they just give you the real. You don't.
Figured. Let me try. I got the passport. Let me try. It worked. Things happen. It's all right.
All right. No, that valid.
I mean, it was an attempt,
I guess.
Yeah,
but you waited a half an
hour. Well, maybe I would say maybe 15 to 20 minutes. Yeah. All right, Kate, what do you got for us today?
Well, I got a couple of hot takes on the Phillies. Am I the only one that thinks Max Kepler is so underrated and that kid needs to be getting more reps?
The answer is yes.
You're the only one.
Yeah, the answer is yes.
Actually, Kate, I like Max Kepler more than I think a lot of people do. So maybe you and I are on a similar page. I'm worried that he's not as good as I was hoping, though. I really thought when the season started, I thought, man, this guy is so much better than the also-rans, the fill-ins that we have had in the outfield in previous seasons. And the longer the season wears on, the more I'm afraid that he really is just very average.
But he made it. Well, he might be below average, but he did make a difference yesterday. I mean, that hit early was pretty big. And so I'm hoping he turns a corner, Kate. We'll see.
And so talking about possible DH, I know we were talking about this last week, and people were saying no way. But now that we see Bryce hurt, I mean, does Reese come back into the conversation, coming back to the field?
Listen, it's not inconceivable. But James, where are the Brewers?
They were struggling, but they played better. I haven't checked the standings in a few days, but they're not out of it yet. They're not a super great team. They're I think in third place. They're behind the Cubs and the Cardinals, so you know they could fall out of it. And Reese, I mean, right-handed power bat who's patient at the plate. I mean, that's exactly the type of player they need.
Well, and Kate, he serves two needs also from this standpoint. If Bryce is out, he can play first.
100%.
If Bryce is back, he could be, as we were talking about earlier, if you wanted to put Schwarber in the outfield, he's the classic not great defender that could be the DH.
Brewers are three games above 500.
Well, they're going to be in it enough. See, this is where the third wild card hurts because, you know, look, the Phillies might need the third wild card to make the playoffs, but I'm just saying, you know, the Brewers are probably not going to fall out of it, and I guess I'd be surprised if they traded him, but you know, I guess it depends on what the Phillies put on the table.
Man, we were so frustrated. We were all so frustrated with Reese's defense. I do think we'd be improving just such a minuscule amount
Remember,
order to get the frustration on the defensive side of things. I don't think it's worth it.
Well, I do. Remember what it was based on. Better defense and better base running and younger. And it was essentially Rojas. Because if you remember the way they juggled that whole thing around, because Bryce was going to go from the outfield to the infield. And so the whole thing was kind of like I'm choosing Rojas instead of Reese, sort of. And man, that didn't work out. Because remember, Marsh went from center to left. There was a whole thing.
Why do they all make it look so hard to be outfielders?
Well, Rojas stopped. He just couldn't hit. I don't know. All right, Kate, I need an answer. Ultimate fictional tough guy. What do you got?
Yeah, did Anthony call it earlier, Uma Thurman's character from Kill Bill, the bride?
Yes.
Yeah, Beatrix Kiddo.
Yep. All right, I got to back up. I was hoping to get a girl in there, but how about Tony Soprano?
Yeah, a little bit. Does a lot with guns, though. So, to me, you lose credit.
Are you going to do it with your bare hands?
What?
Huh?
Some bare hands, but not enough.
Some bare hands?
Some. Yeah, but no one could. Like when he's fighting Bobby Bacala. Like, and Bobby Bacala's the one guy that actually really fought him. But generally speaking, like when he took that tough guy on, like the last season, that big guy, muscular steroid guy, and he beats him up in the club. Well, the guy can't hit him back. He's Tony Soprano. He can't hit him. Yeah, that's unfair. Mm. Not right. Mm. Ben, would you want Reese? What do you think?
There's no place for him.
Sure there is.
Where?
DH. Mm. First base.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's some analysis right there.
Wow. Eh.
No, I just don't need an all or nothing, another all or nothing guy on this team right now.
Well, okay, let's pivot to this. Is there an external player that you think would be a good fit, particularly from a struggling team that'd be inclined to be traded? I mean, you know this league better than, because I don't watch, you know, what do I watch the freaking Angels for? I mean, let's talk about Trout.
Yeah.
Do you think Trout is.
Don't want him.
Too broken down?
Yes. It's just, I can't rely on a guy that's always hurt. Okay. And it's a shame. His career is going to go down as the best player that no one ever talks about, you know?
Because of the way it trailed off.
Because. Would he be as hurt if he were back home and playing on the team he wants to play on?
Who the hell knows the answer to that?
His body transform?
I want Jared Duran from the Red Sox. That's who I want.
But they got a good team, right?
They're okay.
Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah. But they're in a hunt, right?
I don't think so.
Kind of out of it a little bit.
Okay. Yeah,
I'll take Duran.
So,
okay.
Yeah, they're
so
two games under 500. They're in fourth place.
Yeah. I would take him any day of the week. Guy plays angry. I like that.
How much you'd have to give up for him?
I think I would do Crawford, Abel, and Suarez.
Well, that's a lot.
Wow.
Yeah. Dude, are you kidding me?
No.
This guy better be a superstar.
He is.
Okay.
He's pretty good.
How many years you got him under control if you got him?
That's a good question. I'd have to look at his contract.
Okay.
But that's what I would do.
I mean, one thing I liked when they got Hunter...
That'd be a big haul.
When they got Hunter Pence, I remember that they had him under contract for a year and a half. So you had him for two playoffs, which I thought was a nice...
It would be through 2028. He becomes a free agent in 2029. So he is controllable for a few years.
So that's four playoffs.
Yeah, so it'd be this year and three more. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's an important thing. Because you can't trade all that for a guy that's going to be a free agent at the end of this year. You can't.
Yeah, and that was just me looking at it blindly. But, yeah, that makes sense with under contract for that long, yeah.
Well, then root for the Red Sox to stink it up in the next week or two so that they're more inclined to trade. Because they can very easily climb back into it. I mean, third wild card. I mean, guys, we saw the Mets last year be under 500 at this time, get as far as they did. We saw the Phillies in 2022. Yeah. Like, the third wild card, because sometimes you only have to get to about 85, 86 wins. And, like, you can make the playoffs. You can be very average for a long time and still be in it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.